start praying. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning, Lord God, again, for just coming together, God, and we heard testimonies, prayers going forth, oh God. Now it's time for the word, oh God, and I yield my members to you, oh God. I yield myself, oh God, every thought, everything, God, that I might think, oh God, I give it to you right now in the name of Jesus, that you would just use me, God, for this moment, for this period of time, oh God. And oh God, I need to hear a word from you myself, oh God. So encourage my heart, oh God, as I encourage those that's listening today, God. And God, I thank you right now for the power of the Holy Ghost, oh God, that brings all things back to our remembrance, oh God. And we just pray for your anointing, oh God, to just take control and move me out of the way. Oh, I move myself out of the way, oh God, so that you can just do your thing. And we love it when you do your thing, oh God, because it's not our will, but it's your will. And God, I thank you right now, Lord Jesus, for your truth of word. And your word is always right, regardless whether we are or not. But we thank you today, God. And I love you right now, God. And I ask you right now to take control of this, my speech, my thoughts right now, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for the anointing that's in this place right now, God, the anointing that I feel in each room, oh God. We welcome you right now in the name of Jesus. So thank you, Father. Thank you for right now for everything. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, amen. Well, we're back here again talking about love. And, you know, this is a time, if you didn't get your sweetheart something for Valentine's Day, bro, we brothers, we get in trouble, you know. I don't know what it is about that, but, you know, we get in trouble, we forget. But, you know, I was thinking about where Valentine really kind of originated from, but I couldn't find too much information on it, you know. Not a Christian thing for real, like talking about it, but the fact is that, you know, it's just something that we just try to express our love towards the person that we care about or the people that we care about, you know. I mean, right, honestly, it should be something that we should, Valentine's Day should be every day, the way I look at it, you know, based on what we're doing. You know, you see people in the stores and they are all in the store buying flowers, guys buying flowers, you know. You know, I used to do it too, you know, when, you know, make sure I came home. Better not come home without nothing, you know what I'm saying? A flower, a card, you know, something, you know, and I know all the years Donna and I were together, you know, with her being, you know, I just made it my business. And I think she kept every card that I gave her too. Every card from the very first time that I gave her, you know, a Valentine card, you know. And she'd have kept those things for down through the years, you know. And it's probably still in storage someplace, too, every car that she had. But, you know, I thank God for Jesus today. I don't know about y'all. I'm excited about the goodness of the Lord. I'm always just the fact that if I could testify, I would tell you about how good God is every day. He's good to me. He's really good to me. But look, we're going to go back to the book. The 1 Corinthians. That's 1408. We're going to go back to that. Actually, 1408, 1409 in your voice Bibles, if you have your voice Bible. I'm also going to read it out of another Tinsdale Bible. Just some reading. But I want to just read. I know last week Sister D went with it, came from out of these very verses. I'm going to do the same thing for a little bit just to share a few minutes with you, you know, what God has put in my spirit. And hopefully, if you just listen carefully, you know, and allow the Spirit just to work with you, you know, you'll be blessed from it. All right. We're page 14. Oh, 14. Help me, Jackie. And 14. That's the first Corinthians. 1409. 14. Yeah. Okay. And you know, and everybody, we know everybody. Everybody know about love. Everybody know about love. We know so good about love that all of us been hurt thousands of times, but the many times we've been hurt, you know, because we know about love. Amen. We know about love, so we've been hurt down through the years. I'm 65 years old now, you know, and I tell you what, I've been hurt many times in the name of love. Wow. I'm putting it like that, hurt in the name of love, you know, but y'all looking at me kind of funny. But it's true. We have been down through the years. We have been hurt, you know, and that's why we're afraid to love because of the pain that we felt from being torn off by somebody. You know, I'm going to be normal. But I'm going to talk to you in my terminology. OK. And I won't be talking to you with these dials and dusts and things like that. I'm going to be down to earth like I like to be. And in the book, 1 Corinthians, we are going to read. Let's see. Okay. I'm going to start up here, verse 1. It says in the first Bible, it says, "What if I speak in the most elegant language of people or the exotic language of the heavenly messenger, but I live without love, well, then anything I say is like the clanging of brass or the clashing of cymbals. What if I had the gift of prophecy? I'm blessed with the knowledge and the insight of all the mysteries. Or what if my faith is strong enough to scoop a mountain from the base rock? Yet I live without love. Question. If so, I am nothing. I could give all that I have to feed the poor. I could surrender my body to be burned as a martyr. But if I don't live in love, I gain nothing. But nothing by my selfish act." And then verse 4 says that love is patient, love is kind, love isn't envy, doesn't boast, brag, or strut about. There is no arrogance in love. It is never rude, cruel, or indense. It is not self-absorbed. Love isn't easily upset. Love doesn't tally wrong nor celebrate injustice. But truth, yes, truth. It is love. And love is delighted. And I'm gonna just stop right there, okay? And I just want to talk a little bit about the fact of love. Just I don't really have a subject for my thought for today because I thought about so many different things or several things in reference to, you know, but the only thing I could think about was that we just have to just love. That's it. We just have to love, you know. And the thing I got to thinking about is that when Paul was writing his book, of course, we know that he was talking to the Corinthians. And the church of Corinth, they were like, these people were so dead. Like, I guess in a sense of using as a religious group of people that was at a high status. You know, they had everything they wanted. Their lifestyle was great. The city of Corinth was awesome. You know, this is a little history, was awesome. You know, but the thing about it is they were lacking the one thing that God meant for us all to have, and that was love. That did showing love and kindness to their brothers and sisters. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, you know, we as people, I'm going to say we as people, sometimes we have things God has blessed us so greatly, you know, and then we forget. I like to use the terminology, we forget where we came from, you know, and I'm not saying material things, trust and believe. Material things, that stuff is going to pass away, the scripture says, you know, the only thing that's going to last is what you do for Christ. That's the only thing that's going to last. But how can you do anything for Christ if you don't love like God loves? If you don't start seeking out how God loved us, God loves us so that he gave his only begotten son. Think about it. He gave his only begotten son. Would you give up yours? Would you give up your daughter, you know, for me, for Nick, for Rebecca, for Bro John, for Kiana, for Trina? Would you give it up? Think about that, you know. But he gave up. He said, "Okay, this is stuff going on. I mean, the only way it can be fixed is that I need a sacrifice to come forth. I need somebody to come forth, and there was nobody worthy to do that. Nobody out of all his creation." There was not one that was worthy enough to die for us other than his own son. And this said, greater love is this, that no man have, they would give up his life for his brother. Would you give your life up for me? Would you give your life up for me? You know, so I got to thinking about, well, you know, well, we got the little definition about love. Love is a strong affection. Glass is sticking. Love is it's hard when you're kind of like working on the table. But I'm going to get it. Just bear with me a minute. I'm using two phones to work with this. Okay. Love, love, love. Dick Webster Dictionary. Love, strong affection for another, arising out of the kind of kinship or personal ties. That's a love thing. Attraction based on sexual desires. That's a love thing. Affection and tenderness. Tenderness, self by lovers. And these are just things, these are just definitions that, definitions that just as on a natural sense that, you know, if we express love, what we know of, expressing love is like, okay, well, you know, we think we know about love. We're sure that we do because we get together with one another. That's the only one that kind of love that we actually know. You know, when we start talking about the agape love, we know a little bit about that, but we haven't really did a lot of research with that, because if we did, then we would find out that we are more, we have the ability to love beyond what we can even think. And God wants us to love one another, to care for one another, like never before. When he gave his son, Jesus, he loved us so. I'm just trying to pull up my notes. Just bear with me. God's love was unselfish. Thank you, Jesus. God's love was patient. God's love was kind. God's love didn't envy. And every time we called upon him, he was right there for us. All the time. He never forsaked us. I was thinking, I had came across something else that kind of got to me, and I was like, oh my goodness, you know what? This is awesome. And it's not that my notes is skipped. But I'm going to read this to you. This is a song, and many of you probably know this, and this is in reference to love. And I'm using this scenario as a running ground. And it was a love song back in the day. Many of you when I quote it to you, you're gonna really look at it. But what happened was when I heard this, when this came to my spirit, you know, God showed me something different in the words to this song. So I said, Lord, is this what you want me to share with the people? He said, yeah, go ahead. This is what I want you to share. So in the midst of it, and I got to thinking, and we heard this song over and over and over, and many of you just got down with it and everything like this. And the song, the words of the song went like this. It's a love song. It's a love song. And it was by Marvin Gaye. And I think when Marvin wrote this song, he had no idea what he was saying, maybe, but it was tribute to, you know, to the fact that he was in love with somebody, and his love was so great that nothing was going to be able to stop him. So it says, ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough. Ain't no river wide enough. And say, if you need me, call me. And I got to thinking, I said, wow, you know, this sounds like Jesus. This sounds like the Lord. And they said, he says, like, now listen, he said, ain't no mountain high enough. So no matter where you go, no matter how high you are, you're not going to, it's not going to stop me from getting to you. All you got to do is just call me. And if you call me, I'm going to be there. These are the words to the song. It says, I'll be there. It said, if you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far you are, just call me. How about that love right there? You know, and I said, wow. I was looking at that. I said, you know, many times I sang this to Neek's mom many times. you know, this very song, the words of this song, baby, ain't no mountain high enough to keep me away from you. You see what I'm saying? How many times have we said that to somebody? You know, we looked them in the eyes. And this is what God is saying to me. He said, let me know. I'm letting you know that no matter where you are, I'm going to be right there. No matter how far you go, I'm going to be right there. And I got excited, you know, because trust and believe, I'm just trying to go through some stuff and just trying to read through this and read through that, you know. And but then he says, don't worry. Just call me. Just call my name. Don't worry. Just call my name. Don't worry. Just call my name. Portia, just call my name. I'm there. I'll be there. I don't care where you at. You in North Carolina. But just call me. We don't call him. You know, we love him. And he already let us know. I love you so much that no matter what you do, no matter how far you go, no matter where you are, no matter what status you in, I'm going to be there. Just call me. You know, oh, I don't need you, Lord, like that, you know. But Marvin said, listen, he said, I'll call just because he said, don't worry, just call my name. I'll be there. And then look, and the other thing about it, he said, Linda, he said, I'll be there in a hurry. He said, I'll be there. I'm looking at this and I'm reading this song, the lyrics to this song, and I'm getting excited because here it is. This guy back in the 60s wrote this song. Back in the 60s, I believe, in the 70s, Marvin Gaye wrote this song, and I'm reading. He said, I'll be there in a hurry. I'll be there in a hurry. And then it goes on to say, you don't have to worry because there ain't no mountain high enough to keep me from you. So I'm protected. I'm protected. You know, I pray every morning, you know, Lord, you know, I deployed my angels to go out before me and to prepare the way, to take care of me before anything, before I even step out the door. I'm still on the bed, still sitting on the bed before I even step on the floor, running to the bathroom. Sometimes I say, Lord, I send my angels to go because I don't know even in the house what I got to deal with. Y'all understand? But he said, ain't no mountain, ain't no valley, ain't no river wide enough to keep me from you. Keep me from getting to you. If you just call me, we'll call Billy Boy quick. We'll call Susie quick. You know, we'll call our boss man. You know, we'll call the doctor. Don't get me wrong. You know, I call on Nick faster than Harry when I get into a situation, you know, but we got to learn to call on the one that loves us more than anything. You know, and I mean, I could go back and think about all the time that God showed his love when when they was in the boat, when they were sitting on the boat and Jesus was coming and Peter said, look, Lord, bid me to come out here. And God said, come on. He told him to come on. And because of the love that Peter had, that Jesus had, he said, because of that, you can walk out on this water. It's crazy. Then Peter walked out of them, got out there on the boat. But look at all the time that Jesus did things. You know, and did he have to do those? No. He could have just gone packed up and went on and left. I don't even want to deal with this stuff. Now this is the last 3 years of his life. Now he got to show this type of love that no man is ever gonna show in this on our earth, in our lifetime. How many people you've seen that went to the cross for us? How many times you seen somebody go to the cross? We sit up there, we say, oh yeah, guess what? I'll die for you. Will you really? So if we standing up here, both of us standing up here, and David, the gun is at me, and the man, you say, I'm gonna go ahead and shoot me. Don't shoot David, shoot me. Don't shoot Neek, shoot me. Now I die for Neek. That's my baby. Now would I die for you? I love you. We sit back and we say we love one another. Do you really love one another according to what the Bible says? Do you love? We got that Eros love, you know, that we know how to do that, you know, that romantic love. We know how to take it institute that in our life, you know, because everybody want to be loved by somebody. We want to be loved by somebody. But I want to be loved by him. And I done found it. Greater love is this, I done found it in him, you know, that I can love him and he can love me. I done found it in him that he wraps his arms around me and he holds me. He holds me when I need to be held, when there's nobody else there to hold me in the late hours of the night. And when I'm feeling bad, feeling depressed and feeling down, thinking about what I went through in that day. And trust me, every day is not always a good day. Some days I lay down at night and I just need God just to touch me. And he comes on in and he wraps his arm, loving arms around me and lets me know, Jeff, it's okay. It's going to be okay. My body be in so much pain. I can't call on my kid. I can't call on Buggy to come downstairs and you know, because he got his own thing going on. But I got to be able to call on Jesus. And Jesus said, the Lord said, just call on me. Just call on me when you need me. And sometimes when I call on him, he don't call right then and there, but he's already there. And I realized that. See, this is the key. I don't have to call on him like calling on him because he's already there. Because guess what? I didn't already welcome him into my place. He rests in there before I even get there. This is how much love that he has for us. And then the song goes on and says, guess what? He says, this was the kicker right here. He said, remember the day I set you free. I ain't know that words was in that song. It said, I'm reading this. I say, remember the day that I set you free. I'm almost finished here. I told you, you can always count on me. How about that love right there? I don't think Marvin knew what he was talking about. I don't think he really knew what he was talking about, but he had the answer there. He had the answer. We come into Christ. We accept Christ. We let Christ come into our life, man. And I remember the day when God saved me. I felt so good. I didn't understand what was happening. My brother Michael, he was a little boy, and I'm just breaking down because it felt so good what was happening to me. My body was just going through a transition. It was being transformed into something else that I didn't even understand. But I felt the love of God coming upon me like never before. I've never felt nothing like that before. I thought that I was kissing the girl was good, but that was nothing compared to what that was, what God did to me. My brother looking at me, he said, you all right? You all right? He grabbed me by my sleeve. He said, you all right? I said, yeah. I'm fine. He said, why are you crying? I don't know. Just feels good. Y'all remember that day? You remember that day? When God came in and touched you, you felt the love of God like never, like something you never felt before in your life. It was his love. After that, I wanted it all the time. I wanted to feel that feeling all the time. I wanted to feel his love covering me all the time. You know, every time I step into his presence, I want to feel his love covering me, taking control of me, feeling me like
we never did. Hallelujah.
His love.
Glory.
His unwavering.
Glory. Hallelujah. Hey, glory, hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Remember the day that I set you free. Remember the day that I came into your life. Remember the day that you submitted yourself to me. When you lifted up your hands and you said, God, here I am. Take me right now.
Hallelujah.
I'm a wreck, I'm done.
Hallelujah.
He changed my life.
Hallelujah.
He changed your life. It wasn't Donna Marie when we met her.
Thank you, Jesus.
It was his love that took. Yeah, it makes me think about the movie King Kong. He talked about the love and the beauty and the beast. That monster was in. He was in love with the woman. It killed him. Took him out. Love will take you to a place where you've never been before. Hallelujah. When you let God get inside of you, it'll change your ways. It'll take control of yourself.
Woo! Yeah.
Glory.
Go ahead.
Amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Feeling something happened.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you.
It ain't enough for God's love. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah. I got to get out of here. But listen, he said, from that day, he made a vow. come that day, he made a vow to us. Hallelujah. Yes, I'll be there when you need me. Hallelujah. When you want me there, I'll be there. Hallelujah. But really, I'm always there. I'm there all the time. You can't tell me nothing. I'm there every single time. And ain't no valley, ain't no river, ain't nothing high, low, or any of that can keep me.
Thank
Lord,
you.
I bless you, Lord.
The wind, the winter, cold can keep you. So no matter what, folks.
You good.
No matter what.
Remember, God's love is great. Remember.
Yes.
God's love is great. You want God to heal your body and love him. Love on him.
Stop
worrying about your own stuff. Hallelujah. And stop worrying about somebody else. Pick up the pieces. Hallelujah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right there in some of the songs. Pick up the pieces. That's what we got to do. We got to pick up the pieces. Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Stop worrying about ourselves. Hallelujah. Love on God.
Ooh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Think about what God done gave. Hallelujah.
Amen.
David was talking about that God. They talking about the sleet, the snow, the rain, and everything they riding through. Yes. Think about it was God's love that got you to Philly.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. It was God's
glory.
Love.
Hallelujah.
God's love got me over here.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. It was God's love that was here this morning.
Bless you.
It was God's love.
Love you, Father. We love you.
Hallelujah. I'm not worried. I'm not worried no more. I sit back here. I was thinking, that's it. I said, you know what? I said, you know.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
This was like 2 years ago. We was in the hospital. Donald and I was in the hospital. We sat there and Valentine's Day, you know, and I had no idea that this was the last Valentine's time, the day that I was there for her. No idea. You know, I'm thinking that we're going to be, after this, when she gets home, things are going to be super. You know what I'm saying? But you know what? God allowed me to share this love, this unconditional love with this woman, you know, in these latter days of her life that I've never experienced in my life. In my life, that was unbelievable, spiritual, like I never experienced in my life. You know? Watch God. He wants us to come to him. If we don't do anything for the rest of this month, just say, Lord, I just want to, I get up every day. I say, Lord, I just want to love you more. I just want to know you better. That's my thing. Every day I say that. Lord, I just want to love you more. I just want to know you better. I know him, but I want to know him better. I want to love him.
Yes.
I want to know his love. I want to understand his love. Because time, this time that we're living in, folks, we're in the last crazy days. I don't know. Tomorrow, I was talking to somebody and said, well, we lay down at the chopping block. I think it was Brother John when I was over there yesterday, and I was talking about these are the last days, and we sit back and we let, and we're going to, either you're going to denounce it or you're going to love him. You're going to denounce him or love him, you know? But the thing about it, if they're going to chop our head off and they put us on the chopping block with our face to the ground, We might not worry about the fact that, okay, they're going to take my head off. Well, okay, now here it is. But if they tear me face up, and I'm looking at this blade, am I going to say I love God that much that please don't cut my head? Or am I going to say, no, don't cut my head off because I don't want to die. I ain't ready to die, you know. If we ain't looking at the blade, it's okay because we don't know when it's coming. But when we lift God our face up and we can see the blade, we know it's coming when it comes. So I just want to encourage you. Be encouraged. I mean, all these things about love, you know, it's loud noise, cymbals, tingling, brass, you know, love, envy, not puffed up. It's not selfish. You know, it's not all these things that, you know, you can't get mad. You got the love of Christ. You can't get mad no more. You can't. You can't get mad because things don't go your way. You can't get mad because you broke. You can't get mad because your body blew up. Shoot, you better get glad and start thanking God. Thank God.
Amen.
Woo. I thank God for my soul. You know?
Yeah, okay.
I thank God for that I ain't got no money. You know? You know what? But one thing I do have, I might not have none of that stuff that I just said, but one thing I do have, I have a love of God.
I have Jesus.
God. And that's ruling inside of me. So David said, my word, what was he talking about? He was talking about the love of God. God's word, the love. I hear it in my heart. So yes. I don't sin. You know, I'm flesh. I'm a man. I'm a human being. Guess what? I'm going to mistake. But you know what? God's love is in my heart and it's protecting me. You know? So, at that note, we thank God, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Father, we just thank you right now.
Oh, we bless you. Father, hallelujah.
Just having your way. We just, oh my God, we just need to love you more. We just need to love you
love more. Lord. Love yes.
You more, God. And God, I know your unconditional love has been spread abroad, oh God. And God, I thank you right now, just as you have filled us with the Holy Spirit, oh God, fill us more with your love, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we will be able to withstand everything that comes against us. Love will kill everything, you know? Hallelujah. We said we're gonna love them to life, or we are loving them to death. One of the two. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But God, I want to thank you this morning. I want to thank you for your word, and I want to thank you for your people. I pray that they can receive the word, something, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I know the enemy be trying to sidetrack us when we sit up there preaching and teaching the word. But God, we give you praise and we give you glory because we will overcome. Hallelujah, because we have victory. Thank you for your love. Thank you right now in the name of Jesus. And even if, God, if we there be any sin in anybody's life right now, God, for whatever they may have done, oh God, maybe it's been something seen or unseen. God, we ask you right now to forgive, right? Forgive us right now, Lord God, God, for our shortcomings. Father, we thank you right now. And Father, we're about to take communion. And God, we wanted you to bless this sacrament, oh God. The crackers or the wafers, oh God, that represent your body, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now, Lord Jesus, for the juice that represents your blood. God, we offer it all up to you right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, as we, God, continue to fix our eyes on you, God, continue to take and continue to bless us, oh God. Continue to keep us, oh God. And you know, as your word said, if we keep our mind stayed on you, God, you will keep us in the perfect peace. But we thank you now, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your perfect peace. We thank you for your perfect love in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we are not going to be like the Church of Corinth, oh God. We're going to be greater, oh God, because you have told us that we can be. So we thank you right now, Lord Jesus. We thank you in advance for all of our healings. God, we thank you for all of the blessings that you have for us, oh God. The windows of heaven opening up, oh God. Blessings coming out. You are pouring out, oh God. You said you will pour out a blessing that we won't have room enough to receive. That's a mighty big picture you have in your hand, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you now. God, we just ask you to bless us continually. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.